Date is April the 8th, 2003. It's 18:47 hours. I'm talking to Senior Deputy Todd Welty. What's your ID number?
3075.
Okay, and we're in a parking lot on Wilbur Road near the incident of the officer-involved shooting. Todd, can you tell me, I just asked you real briefly when you arrived and at what point you became involved in this. Can you go ahead and tell me again in a little more detail what brought you here and what transpired?
I heard Deputy Fuller going into foot pursuit, and I started responding from, it was about the Calle Jasmine and Avenida de las Flores area. I just cleared a call. I responded, I drove south on Moore Park Road until I made it to Wilbur, and then drove east on Wilbur. I originally pulled into the Pavilion Apartments, and I heard Fuller saying he was back in a foot pursuit. After I didn't hear him for a while, so I believed he lost sight of him for a little bit. He said he was back in foot pursuit. He said he was at the old folks' home near the pool area. I saw a couple units turn around and come back to the north side of Wilbur. So I turned around in the parking lot and came around the north side. Fuller, I believe it was Fuller, said that the suspect had a box cutter and he was requesting less lethal. He then said that the suspect was going to be running out a access road from the power plant, and he was going to be coming out to where the telephone poles were at. Well, I happened to be parked right there, so I parked my unit, removed my less lethal from the trunk, and charged it. Then Crystal was right here. Fuller said he's not going to stop for you on the radio. All this traffic that I'm hearing is on the radio. I don't hear it. He's too far away. She's standing right around in this area of the road to the power plant. I came across the parking lot, and then I saw Crystal cut across to this field. So now they're going west. So as I'm running through here, I can't see anything, but I see other deputies cutting across the hedge right here going west into the field. I ran through the break right here into the field and saw the guy hop up on top of the stucco wall where the hedge is at, right behind the law offices. As I'm running towards him, I hear everybody yelling, less lethal. I believe I even put it out. Once I got it out, I told dispatch we had two less lethal on scene. I'm running across the field. There's some deputies around him, so I didn't even bother to take aim or anything towards the subject because the deputies are too close. I see him cutting into his left arm with an object. His hands are they're full of blood. As soon as I get near, the deputies start noticing that I'm around with the less lethal. I'm not sure if they even started to back off, but he jumps down on the other side of the wall from where we're at, and I went to the cut, and he's still running, cutting into his arm, and by now he's across the rear parking lot and starting to make the turn to go up the driveway that leads up to the school, swim school. I fired one less lethal at the lower extremities. I was aiming right around in his waistline. I didn't see him flinch or even have any reaction to the shot. Charged it again, fired another round towards him, and then he ran up to the ran north towards the swim school. The area right here is not big enough for me to jump the fence. I attempted it, but there's not enough room for me to prop up and get over, so I came back down where the deputies, everybody else was popping over where he originally was. I attempted to make it over and was very unsuccessful and ended up falling backwards with my gun, and then I got back up, went back over. That time I was successful. Just as I cleared, I was either on top of the wall or just cleared it, that's when I started hearing pop, 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 and there was probably 6 to 8 rounds that I remember counting. I turned a corner, and that's when I saw Kelly. The suspect was lying face down, right in the middle, right in front of the swim place. Camus was there, and So I put my rifle, I slung it around me, put it on safe. And they were starting to check his hands, trying to clear his hands from this box cutter that Fuller said he had, or the item he was using to cut his wrist. From there, we started getting people to start putting units here so no one could come up and call for fire and ambulance. And then once we found out they were around, we had additional resources coming. They called for the medical bag, and they donned their gloves and did that. Once fire got on scene, I started marking the shells. We were standing in where shell casings were. I marked five or maybe six with my FI cards in the driveway. It might have been six. Go for Robert 42.
Stand by one, we've got radio traffic. Okay, we're back on tape. It's only about 3 minutes later. It was a phone call to the East Valley Station just regarding location of the less than lethal weapon, which is secured in CW Welty's trunk. So going back to where we were now, you were telling me about how you got up to the scene and you started locating shells and marking them with your FI cards.
Yeah, I believe it was either five or six. Other units got on scene. Streltsov requested that I go to the back loading dock of whatever the stores are right on the other side, on the west end of the driveway, just to make sure that any stray rounds didn't hit anybody. So it took me a while to get around there because I couldn't just hop the fence. It's too far of a drop. So I ended up taking a unit that was parked here, driving around. I didn't see anything. There was a truck parked there. That was about it. So I came back around, parked, took my less lethal gun, came all the way back to where my unit is in front of the, this is a mortuary right here.
Right.
Secured it in my trunk. I haven't unloaded it or anything like that.
Okay. But
just left it as it was. And then reported back, hooked up with Deputy Fuller. We marked my two spent casings from the less lethal. He photographed those. I believe he marked them. I put up some more tape so that we could see them a little bit better and keep that away. Then we looked for the actual bean bag and found, I believe he located both of them in the bushes. One was down in a bush area. I marked that one, and then he found the other one on the other side of the driveway. I marked that one. He took photos. And then from there, I interviewed a guy that was working right here at the law firm. He was asking about his car and then made reference how he's seen most of the stuff and heard the shot. So I did a quick interview, got his information.
Okay.
He told me about another employee who's now gone that was with him on this little balcony right here.
Okay.
Anyway, from there, I went down. I was told there was no one on the east perimeter here, so I came down, and then Bone Bright came a little bit later.
Okay.
And then we've both been here ever since. He got pulled away for an interview or for something.
Okay.
And then I've been here ever since then.
All right. Okay, we're going to go back now. I'm just going to kind of walk you a little slower through it.
Okay.
You finish with your call, and you hear that there's a foot pursuit. What specifically, and we're going to be able to go back to listen, so you know, don't worry about it if you get it wrong. What are you hearing about the subject and the circumstances of the chase? Anything?
All I'm hearing is they put out a brief description. I don't even remember what it was. I remember Fuller saying he had a box cutter.
Okay.
They were... I'm not even familiar with directions, so as he's putting out direction, I'm trying to picture somewhere over here. I know the apartment's somewhat on Wilbur. I've been out here a couple of times. But I was envisioning that they were on the other side. He said, you know, when I first pulled in, he said, the old folks home, well, I didn't know where that was at. Luckily, everybody started pulling and coming in this way, so I just followed them.
Okay.
So I was really unfamiliar with the areas where he was going in a foot pursuit.
Right.
He added stuff like he was in a wash area, they were north, and then there was a lot of time where there wasn't anything on the radio, and I didn't hear anything, so I was really trying to figure out where he was at.
What are you thinking at that? I mean, you're not hearing anything. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking they're in a dead run or...
He's just unable to get to his radio, or I didn't think I was far enough, but I thought, well, there's a lot of dead spots out here, but I was pretty close. I didn't think I would not be able to hear his radio. Is portable.
Okay. All right. What did his voice sound like?
He was stressed. Well, he was out of breath too, but I could tell he was stressed. He was breathing very heavily. He was very heavy. He was out of breath at times. I could just tell he'd been running for a while. It had been going on for, well, time frame is going to be distorted, but it seemed to me it was a long time, like 5 minutes, but it was probably more like 3 to 5 minutes.
But your impression was a long time, five minutes plus.
Yeah, and he was huffing and puffing on the radio, so I knew he was been running.
Okay. All right. So now you arrive, and you see...
Hi. My unit just needs some water.
Okay. Let's walk over here. You arrive, and you describe seeing, looking up this path that leads up to a power plant.
I was right around here. I saw Crystal. She was right around here. And I believe it was Fuller on the radio said, he's not going to stop for you. He's not going to stop for you. And I'm thinking he's coming this way.
Okay.
And then I saw her cut this way.
Okay.
And I don't remember if I saw him cut through the bushes or not, but I was focused and saw her go, so I started running. And then once I got through here, he was propped up on the or jumped up on the thing.
Okay. The wall.
And then the deputies were around him.
Okay.
And they kept yelling for less lethal, and I'm telling them I have less lethal.
Okay. Is he sitting with his back to you or towards you?
He's sitting facing west.
Okay.
So I've got a somewhat of a profile of the left side of him.
Okay.
But he's got his back to the others that are standing near him.
Okay. So his back is to this vacant lot. You're kind of south of him, so you're kind of getting a three-quarter view of him.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. From south looking north. Okay. And there's deputies. When you say there's deputies around them, are there deputies on the other side of the wall as well?
No.
Okay.
They're all on this side. They're all in the field. Kelly, and I don't know who else. I thought there was a third one. Crystal was there, but I thought there was one other, and
okay.
I can't remember who it was.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm unfamiliar with a lot of the deputies here, too.
Okay. What's being said to him, if anything?
They were yelling something, and I can't even remember what they were making out. There was two. Kelly was saying something, and someone else said something else.
Okay.
But I'm listening to the radio, someone on the radio saying less lethal, or someone's yelling less lethal.
Okay.
And I'm running, and I'm yelling, we've got two, because Bone Bright was behind me and had his, too. So I knew we had two on scene at least.
Okay.
So I was trying to get them to know that, hey.
Right. Okay.
So
now you're progressing closer to them.
Yes.
At the same time. How close do you get before he jumps down?
Probably. I was probably 30 yards.
Okay.
I was probably halfway through this pathway. He drops down. So I run to the cut. I was actually probably a little bit closer than that.
Okay.
It's hard to tell how far that is from here.
Right.
But I was originally running towards where he was at. And then when he dropped down, I went over and they said, hey, shoot him with the less lethal. Shoot him with the less lethal.
Okay.
Well,
when
he was up there, he was cutting away at his arm.
You could see that?
Yes.
Okay.
And his arms were already bloody. I mean, there was dark red on his arms.
Okay. What was his demeanor at this point? Were you close enough to be able to ascertain it at all?
He looked like he was determined. I mean, it wasn't just something lightly that he was doing. He was sawing like he was cutting up a steak or something. He was going pretty good at his arm.
Okay.
And like I said, they were too close. I wouldn't have taken a shot with all. I didn't even bother even aiming it. When they dropped down, I said, beanbag, beanbag, and he's running with the item in his hand still as he's running. He's cutting, not as fiercely as he was sitting up there, but he's running, and he's looking down. So as I propped over the cut, I just took one shot, aimed for his low back, his waistline, and I didn't see where it went, and he didn't flinch. And I got one more round, he started making the corner, I charged again, fired one more round, and now I had more of a right side shot, and I aimed exact same area, and didn't have any effect on him. Or, I mean, I didn't see it hit him, or he didn't make any flinch like it even took him out, so
okay.
I don't know if I hit him or not.
Okay.
And then he ran north, and about that time, he was out of my sight. I see Kelly running across. Kelly's looking at me, making sure I'm not going to fire anymore. I wave him like that, letting him know I'm done. I tried to get up right there, and there's not enough room for me, so okay. I went around to where everybody else was. And I saw some blood up on the top there, so I didn't try jumping up there. I moved over, propped up, and didn't quite make it. Ended up losing my balance at the top and falling all the way back.
Okay.
So then I got back up and tried again, and then that time I got over. And just as I was at the top or coming on the other side somewhere around in there, that's when I heard about 6 to 8 rounds.
Okay. Were you aware of anything else? As you're trying to go over the wall the first time, you don't make it. You regain your composure and start going for the second time. Are you aware of anything beyond what you're doing? Are you aware of anything else going on?
No, in fact,
yelling, anything?
Whoever else jumped over there I knew Kelly was the first one that jumped over. So when I went over there, no one else was there. And when I started hopping over the fence, I didn't even see anybody else. So led me to believe that everybody had already, they ran so fast, they were already going up there. And I'm thinking, gosh. And then when I fell back, I knew I was really going to fall behind. And I wasn't sure Bone Bright was in around that area too, and he hopped over. I don't remember where he was at.
Okay.
So I didn't know if they had another less lethal up that far. So then I tried it again, and as I get up on that the second time, that's when I heard pop, 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 somewhere between 6 and 8.
Okay.
And then as I ran around the corner, they were up by the swim academy or whatever, swim okay. place. And I just ran up there, and they were trying to move his hand so that they can secure him, and then start calling him. Once fire got there, that's when I started marking and secured my weapon and all that other stuff.
Okay. Did Bone Bright, are you aware of Bone Bright discharged his less than lethal?
No. And I mean, unless it was far up there. I didn't see him shoot any rounds anywhere around in here.
Okay. All right. When you're getting to the top, you're just coming over, you're hearing the rounds go off, you run up to that, you turn the corner, you start going up, you see this guy face down, you see, you know, deputies starting to move around. Is anything being said? Tell me what's kind of happening.
Yeah, people are on the radio, they're saying, I think Kelly was working the radio. Cousins pulled up into there, we quickly briefed him. Cousins got on the radio. And I think he had the cell phone, so he may have been making some calls too.
What kind of a time frame are we talking? Him pulling up?
Oh, 3 seconds.
Okay, all right.
It was pretty soon after. They kept saying, you know, we need to clear his hands. Someone said we need to clear his hands so we can cuff him. And Kelly put on gloves. And I don't know, that's when I heard, that's about the time when Cousins pulled up in his blue car. He didn't pull all the way up. He stopped right around in here where the law offices are.
Okay.
And when they called for a med bag from one of the deputies that was down here.
Okay.
And then that's when fire and ambulance, they came short time later. I don't know how long it took them to get there.
Okay.
A few minutes.
All right. Now, during this, what are you emotionally, what are you feeling as you're going through this?
Stress? Again. Yeah, this will be my third time I've been involved in a shooting, not where I pulled the trigger, but man, I just flash back to, you know, you think about your kids and stuff. God. A lot goes on.
All right.
But I mean, just everything. I just remember thinking, I just remember running across this field thinking, God, how long is it going to take me to get over there? It seemed like forever, but just everything. I mean, it was just the stress. It was just...
Okay. Any concern? Did you, at any point, did you see a situation that made you concerned for the safety of the deputies?
I thought they were a little too close right here when he was up on the wall.
Okay.
I mean, he's got this... it looked to me like it was a knife. I couldn't make out. It was dark. And I couldn't make out exactly what it was, but he was cutting into his arm like it was a knife. And, man, these guys were... You always think about the video in the academy, the 21-foot rule and all the stuff with knives, and they were... I mean, not that they did anything wrong. I'm not trying to point out that they're doing anything wrong, but that was one of the concerns. But on the other hand, too, is they were talking to him, and I don't remember what they were saying, so I know that they were making some type of effort to... But, I mean, he wasn't even looking at me. He had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
And I just thought, God, I mean, I mean, weapons are bad, but I don't know. This guy's got this box cutter or knife or whatever it is. And, you know, someone's going to get stabbed or sliced, and that's it.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to conclude the interview with you. It's 19:12 hours. Do you have any questions of me before we...
No.
I think that? Okay.